Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us today. We're going to be talking with Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, who is the CEO of FairCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. FairCompare.com receives and processes fare information in real time, distributing it immediately, thereby enabling airfare shoppers to get a jump on competing sites. Alerts are set when prices are changing for specific flights, and you find all of that at FairCompare.com. And I believe that we have Jesse with us. Rick Seney with us today. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining with us.
Oh, no problem at all. Glad to be on.
Travel companies say by the end of the year, an online consumer would be able to comparison shop for airfares that will finally include all of the fees that airlines tack on only after you hit the buy button. That's going to be something interesting to make comparisons with.
Yeah, definitely. I think that you almost these days, you know, especially when you're buying $150 tickets, if your bag fees are $60 round trip, if you're checking a couple bags, then, you know, it could be up to half of your ticket price. You really need to know that ahead of time. And I think there's a couple sites out there that have some calculators that allow you to tack that on and take a look. And I think you're going to see a lot more of these fees with not only bags, but food, Wi-Fi service, seatback TVs. You'll see all that sort of coming out over the next year or so.
Mm-hmm. You've been able to include those various charges that airlines add on to the tickets, have you not?
We put them in a table for the moment. One of the big problems with putting it there is the user interfaces for buying travel are already complicated enough. So adding a bunch of new features where people have more buttons to press sometimes actually frustrates them more than helps them.
Okay. And I know that if you're paying more than $1,000 to fly to and from Europe this year, you are saying you're paying too much.
Oh, my. It's actually a lot lower than that now. I mean, we're seeing summer prices in some cases, in the especially out of Chicago and even out of Milwaukee, in the $500 range for summertime travel. So, you know, the price point to Europe is, you know, I was just telling somebody earlier today, it's cheaper to fly from Louisville to Europe than it is from Louisville to New York. It's crazy.
Let's take a call from Bob in West Salem, who would like to travel to Europe. Hi, Bob.
Hi. We're planning a trip to Italy, Rome, Italy, in October.
Okay.
I was looking through some flights, and what surprised me, one of the airline flights said that there's only two seats left on that one flight. Now, is that something I should worry about?
They tend to sort of monkey around with the number of seats on any one given flight. So, you know, you may buy those two tickets and two more seats will pop right back up.
Right.
So I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Okay, but if we wait till about 30 days before the trip, is that about right?
Well, you'll see. What's the price that you're being quoted at the moment?
Oh, around $800, I think.
$800 for October?
Yes.
From Chicago or from Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
I think that's a little bit high, actually. I think you ought to wait to buy your ticket. I think you should be able to get that ticket for October, probably in the, you know, high $600 to low $700 range.
That's what I needed to know. That's very good information.
Yeah, so typically what happens right now is the airlines are just now beginning to change their fall rates for September. And they haven't really got a lot of those rates changed for October, so I would just wait a little bit.
Okay, one more question. We are thinking Northwest. Now, Northwest has combined, it's owned by Delta now. They're still listed both ways. That'll probably change pretty soon, won't it?
You know, sooner or later you'll have one, you know, airline code for that. It'll be Delta, but it's going to take them at least a year before they sort that all out. So
all right.
You can sort of treat them as one airline. Their frequent flyer programs will be the same. But basically, you may be flying on a Northwest jet or a Delta jet, but in essence, they're the same airline.
Fine. Okay, thank you very much.
All
sure.
Right, Bob, thanks very much for the call. And if you have a question about airfares, about air travel, then give us a call at 800-642-1234. We have lines open, and we also have our email address, talk@wpr.org, as we talk with Rick Seney. And he is the CEO of FairCompare.com. In the Wall Street Journal yesterday or the day before, the 10 rules of the road for air travel. Let's run through them real quickly. Number one, travel is difficult and it costs too much. You've already dispelled that.
You know, right now, you know, this is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity, at least of this decade. It's very rare that you have 200-year floods back-to-back in successive years, and last year's was oil prices going up to $150 a barrel, and this year is the global economic crisis, which is, you know, basically driven down demand.
Mm-hmm. And number two, book smartly. Visit sites like faircompare.com to look up the history of fare prices on the route that you're traveling, and also book flights in which you can reserve a seat and claim the seat by printing out a boarding pass.
There's no doubt that, you know, nowadays some of the airlines are charging for aisle seats, window seats. You just have to be really careful while you're out there. I mean, there's several tips, you know, that everybody should know. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday are the cheapest times to travel. You know, you need to pack light nowadays if you don't want to pay bag fees up to $30 for one check bag round trip and, you know, up to $60. So, you know, consumers need to educate themselves.
Okay. Well, those are the first two, and the lines are full, so let's go take some calls, and we'll get back to those.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
The 10 rules. I think we'd rather talk to Andrew and Toma than me carry on about these 10 rules.
Sure.
Andrew, go ahead.
My question is, me and my fiance are planning on going on our honeymoon to Hawaii probably around November, and everybody's telling us that we should book the tickets way ahead of time to assure that we're going to get plane tickets and stuff. I was wondering, it sounds maybe like holding out might be the better option.
So you're going to go in November, right?
Correct.
Right. As long as you're going to go before about December 10th, the prices to Hawaii go up dramatically about in the middle of the month of December. So as long as you're booking, and they may go up a little bit around Thanksgiving, as long as you steer away from Thanksgiving, you should be able to get a pretty good price. Hawaii has been discounted pretty dramatically compared to last year when it was really high, as we lost a couple airlines that flew into Hawaii with ATA and Aloha, which dropped about anywhere from 20 to 25% of the seats going into Hawaii. So prices were really high last year, but demand is down dramatically. Great deals at the resorts there in Hawaii. So you're picking a good time. I think it's a little bit early to buy right now for November.
Okay.
If you see a price point, you know, out of Milwaukee or Chicago in the, you know, $450 to $550 range, that's a pretty good deal.
Okay, and is it maybe better to fly out of Chicago or?
Typically, it is. I mean, when you're flying out of a more competitive city, typically the price point's a little bit cheaper. Out of Milwaukee or Madison, it would typically be a little bit higher.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much for the call. If you'd like to join in, there's a line open at 800-642-1234 as we talk with Rick Cini. And let's go to Jason in Milwaukee next. Hello, Jason.
Hi, guys. Rick, I need your wisdom. My family and I, coming back from spring break, we're in an oversold situation. And family of five took advantage of it, and it was a pretty generous offer from the airline. We ended up getting two round-trip tickets for each of us, so totaling 10.
Very generous.
To get bumped on the next flight. So my question is they've got a specific number that you have to call, and I assume these seats are going to be limited on anything I choose. Any kind of advice when I call that number to book a flight?
Which airline is it?
AirTran.
AirTran. You know, to be honest, those tickets should be good anytime you want to go.
Really?
Unless they said they were capacity controlled, like a frequent flyer ticket.
No, there's some blackout dates that they had on the card.
They could, yeah. Really. Typically, they're going to black out some holiday periods, so you might have blackouts around July 4th or Memorial Day.
Right, but as far as if I look myself for seats and then I call the number, that should work. Huh?
Oh, it should work, yeah. I mean, I don't think you'll have any problem. I mean, you know, the bottom line is that planes aren't full right now, so it's a good time to go ahead and redeem those. You don't want to wait, you know.
I've got a year.
Eight or nine months when the planes start to fill back up again.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
You just want to, right now, planes are relatively empty compared to where they were last year.
Okay.
And so you should have no problem redeeming those.
Okay. Do they cover the taxes and all the fees on that?
It depends on the voucher. Typically, they don't. So what you're looking at, typically it'll cover the tax, but you'll still have to pay the airport surcharge and a couple of the other taxes. It should be around, approximately, if it's a nonstop flight, around $20.
$20 each way?
Mm-hmm. $10 each way.
Oh, $10 each way. Okay, great.
$20 for round trip. If it's a nonstop, it's $40 if it's a connecting.
Jason, good luck to you. Thanks very much for the call. Let's see if we can get Janet in before the news. Hi, Janet.
Hi. We're considering flying to New Zealand from Madison in the winter of, you know, January to March of 2010, mm-hmm. and wondered what advice you would give.
Well, here's what I would do. Typically, you're going to have it's that ticket price is going to be historically in the $1,200 to $1,500 range. Right now, there's deals out of the West Coast for that time frame for around $600 to $700. So what I would do is try to break up my trip, fly over to L.A. on a cheap flight out of Madison, hang out for a day, and then take that trip to New Zealand from either L.A. or San Francisco, and you'll save yourself several hundred dollars.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Janet, thank you very much for the call. We're going to be checking the news in just a moment, so let's go through a couple more rules of the road for air travel, including plan for trouble, always have a backup plan. And how do you know what your backup plan should be?
I completely agree with that rule. I mean, you know, I actually print out flight schedules around the flight times of the flights that I'm going, just to know if I need to help an agent in case a flight's delayed or canceled. You know, be prepared, you know, especially, you know, in wintertime. Right now you don't have to worry as much, but it's always good to be prepared. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is you have to act like a Boy Scout when you head to the airport.
Act like a Boy Scout, okay.
And be prepared for anything.
And then it's suggested in these 10 rules of the road for air travel, learn something. When you travel, go to a new city or something, find a museum or something about the local culture that you can engage in.
I think right now it's really, there's so many good prices out there. It's so much fun to go to a different city. Right now we actually started posting some deals out of Milwaukee on a Twitter account called Fly From MKE.
Hold on a second. Hold that thought. We'll pick it up after the news, and that's where we'll start as we continue talking about airfare travel with Rick Cini of FareCompare.com here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us as we talk about making your best airfare purchasing decisions. Our guest is Rick Cini of Dallas, who's the CEO of FareCompare.com, consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. And their website is FareCompare.com, F-A-R-E, compare.com. And again, Rick, thanks very much for spending time with us today.
Oh, it's always fun.
You were just saying as we went into the news that you had posted some great bargains on the website.
Right. There's actually, we created a Twitter feed. If you go to twitter.com and the handle Fly From MKE, which is the airport code for Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And actually 11 times a day, we update it with the best deals out of Milwaukee, and we do this for several cities across the country. So I'm just looking at the page now. You can fly to Philadelphia for $197. You can actually fly to New York City for $137 right now.
One way or round trip?
Round trip. All of them are round trip.
Whoa.
So, I mean, some absolutely good deals. I'm looking at Milwaukee to Munich, Germany, in the fall for $570 round trip. So if you go to that page, you can just click on the deals, and we'll actually show you a 30-day calendar. So we actually check 180 different date combinations,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to hunt and peck anymore.
So that's Twitter.com?
Twitter.com, and the handle is Fly From MKE.
Fly From MKE for Milwaukee.
Yep.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. And if you'd like to join in, we have a line open at 800-642-1234. If you'd like some travel advice on purchasing airline tickets. And Steve in Waukesha has a question. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I have a question, actually, that's relative, and yet it's not about the purchasing tickets. Perhaps it's about the back end. What about refunding on tickets? My wife and I own a traditional Kung Fu and Tai Chi and Qigong facility, a health facility in Waukesha. Most of my training nowadays for over a decade takes place in China, in the temples of China. And every other year or so, I arrange for students to come with me and spend maybe a month training in the temples. I have a trip that we planned for this summer now, and there are 14 individuals who are planning on making this trip. We've already had the inoculations, we purchased the airline tickets, and now we have the concerns with swine flu. And right now, as I understand, I didn't catch it specifically myself, but someone said that Japan just closed a number of its doors to incoming flights, and I've heard that China may be somewhere behind. What is the situation that I'm looking at? If I find that it's wise to either back off and not go ahead because of concerns even that my students might have here in Wisconsin,
sure.
Or certainly if there was the closure of the airports over there, I think that's even a different subject yet. But do I have any recourse here? Can I say we're going to not do this, and will the airlines honor us in any way? Or what?
Well, typically on an international airline ticket nowadays, you have anywhere from a $200 to a $250 change fee that's on a typical ticket. So if you missed your flight or wanted to change your flights, you'd have to pay that fee and whatever the difference in the new ticket price is. Now, in the case of swine flu, with Mexico City, for example, or the beaches in Mexico, many of the airlines basically waive that fee for people that have those kind of tickets. So it's a very fluid situation right now, but I haven't heard of any airlines coming out today saying that they were going to waive that fee for, you know, trips to Asia, but that doesn't mean that it won't occur.
Heard anything specifically about Japan either canceling incoming
flights? The last news that I have was from yesterday that the department, I'm not sure which department, lifted the CDC lifted the ban on, not the ban, but the suggestion of not going to Mexico. So they actually relaxed that. So the last information I have from yesterday was more of a relaxation, not a restriction.
Excellent.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. And I also noticed that there are a growing number of travel companies that are making it easier to get a refund even after you've booked and paid for a trip. Travelocity and Priceline are two of the companies that are mentioned. Is this a departure for these companies?
Yeah, it's a product that they're offering for free when you buy their tickets. In essence, what happens is if somebody else on the same flight buys a ticket for a cheaper price, they're going to refund you the difference in that price and send you a check.
Uh-huh.
Now, that, you know, you have to take into account that if you buy your ticket on Expedia or Orbitz, you know, the likelihood of somebody else, buying on that same flight from the same place is not high, but it's actually relatively high.
Right.
And it's a good form of protection. A lot of people nowadays, and almost every one of the online travel agencies provide some form of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you know, it's anywhere from $10 to $35 or $40 if you're really concerned about not taking that trip, or you might want to change your mind and you're very worried about whether or not you're going to take that trip. It's typically a pretty good deal to go ahead and buy that insurance. So it's really up to you.
So our previous caller would be wise to include that airline
insurance. And actually, you can do that retroactively as well.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the insurance companies, you can go to their website and put in your itinerary, and then they'll quote you a price for trip insurance.
Rick Sini is our guest, and let's go to Ron in Minocqua next. Hello, Ron. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. We're planning to go to either Calgary or Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia, in late August or early September. Which would be a better time, or is there any particular time, you know, in that time frame?
In general, historically, travel through the end of August when kids are out of school is typically a little more expensive than in September when kids are back in school. Unfortunately, I'm not positive this year is going to follow historical trends. I think it's going to be relatively inexpensive both times. But, you know, in general, I would say September is your best bet, especially, you know, the first week or two in September.
Yeah, I noticed on your website, I have your website up, and I noticed that Saturday, well, at least the prices that are on there, are a little cheaper than the day, regular day trip.
Yeah, typically the cheapest days of the week to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Most people think that it's expensive to fly on the weekends. The main reason prices are cheaper on Saturday is most people like to buy their trips on Friday so they maximize their weekend. And so Saturday is typically less expensive, and there's usually typically a lot less flights in the air on Saturday, and the airports are much less busy, so it's a much more pleasant experience.
And if I find a, you know, according to your website there, I see some fairly low prices. If I find the price now, should I book it now? Or
yeah, there's, well, typically, what airport are you going to be flying out of?
Well, it's either Minneapolis or Milwaukee.
Yeah, Minneapolis typically would be a little bit cheaper than Milwaukee to Vancouver or to Calgary. That ticket price historically would be, in the September time frame, would be around the $350 range. I think you should be able to get well under that right now if you have a little bit of patience. So if you see a price, you know, in the $350 to $400 range, I would wait a bit. If you see something in the $300 range, I'd go ahead and buy it.
Good luck to you, Ron. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Rhonda, what's on your mind?
Hi. I had tickets on U.S. Airways for myself, my husband, and my daughter, and I ended up having to have brain surgery and had a complication from the brain surgery. The tickets were from Milwaukee to L.A., and I was able to cancel the trip, but they said when I went to rebook that I'd be charged a $150 fee.
It's a typical change fee, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have a letter from my surgeon telling me not to travel, and they said that it's possible that I could get the fee waived, and I'm just wondering how
you
do I...
You definitely need to contact the customer service department at U.S. Airways and provide them a scan copy or fax that to them, and they should refund your money.
Great.
Good luck, Rhonda. Thanks very much. Appreciate hearing from you. Our guest is Rick Sini, who is the CEO of FareCompared.com, and we're going next to River Falls and to Kim. Hi.
Hi. Just a minute here.
All right.
I'm on the phone. Thank you. Bye. I am trying to fly my son from Portland, Oregon to Minneapolis, and I'm wondering, they want to come on the 5th or 6th of August and then go back on the 9th. And I'm wondering, what would be the best fare? What would be the best time to buy it?
From Portland to
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me take
yeah.
a quick look while we're sitting here. And you're going to do that in early August?
Yeah.
And, all righty. Okie doke. All right. So, right now you should be shopping for that ticket, right? It's May. I wouldn't necessarily be buying that ticket right now.
Okay.
But you definitely should be you should be shopping for it. I would come to our website and sign up for the email alerts.
Okay.
And I would just plug in, Portland to Minneapolis, and it'll say save my search, and if you click that, and we'll start sending you alerts whenever the price starts to drop.
Okay.
Right now, on that route, with sales going off and on right now, there's not a huge sale out there, but there's been sales the past 2 or 3 weeks. You should be able to get that ticket under $200. I'd be surprised if you can't for early August.
Round trip?
Round trip.
Oh, yes. The lowest I've seen is $377.
Yeah, no. Right now, there's no sales in the marketplace, but you should be able to get that ticket around $200, in the $200 range, I think, if you're patient. So be a little bit patient. It's not likely to get much higher than $325 or $350, so you're in pretty good shape if you're a bit patient. You still have some time.
Okay, so when should I say, okay, this is, I can't buy it any later than approximately this
Well,
date.
Typically with tickets, the very latest you can buy your tickets is 14 days before purchase. That's when airlines start treating you as though you were a business traveler.
Okay.
And they're going to charge you significantly more. But typically, you really want to start shopping about 3 months before travel. And sometime between that 3 months and probably 45, approximately 30 days before departure, you want to start really thinking hard about buying your ticket.
Okay.
So sign up for the alerts at FareCompared.com.
Well,
yeah, and it's sort of like knowing what the invoice price is of a car. You wouldn't go buy, a 2004 Honda Accord if you didn't pull the Kelley Blue Book. She should know what the going price is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I keep watching them, and I just the fair.
Yeah, right now there's been literally we had almost an airfare sale each week. So you just missed out on a whole wave of airfare sales a week and a half ago. But I expect there to be a few more here shortly.
Good luck to you, Kim. Thanks very much for the call. And Pamela in Eau Claire, what can we do for you?
Yes, I'm looking to take my very first trip to Europe, looking at early September to mid-September, round trip to Paris.
That's a great time to go.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the year to go because it's probably going to be the cheapest in this decade. So you've picked both the perfect place and the perfect time.
So Milwaukee to Paris in September, what is that likely to run?
In September, the break point in prices occurs right now on August 31st, so you're going to be paying fall rates. The fall prices are starting to come in right now. I mean, this week I've seen literally tens of thousands of fall airfares come in for cheaper. You should be able to get that price point, gosh, out of Milwaukee, probably around the $600 to $650 price range out the door.
Okay.
They may be charging a little bit more premium for Paris, so it might be up around closer to $700, but you should be able to get in that range.
Okay. Now, is it would it be cheaper to fly into any other place in France other than Paris?
Well, right now, the cheapest countries to fly into, and especially if you're going in September, it's perfect time to go to Oktoberfest in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are down about $100 to $150 round trip compared to Paris, for example. Spain is very inexpensive right now, and so is Ireland. And in Ireland, you know, I'm seeing ticket prices for fall in the $400 round trip range out of Chicago right now.
Okay.
So those are the three cheapest places to go in Europe. And Paris and Rome are pretty much the most expensive places, but they're, you know, they're 20 to 40% below what they were last year.
Okay. Now, would it be any less expensive to go out of Minneapolis, or would that be more?
Typically, if you fly out of Minneapolis or Chicago instead of Milwaukee, you're going to save yourself at least $100 round trip.
Okay. And
all right.
How late should I wait before I book?
And you're going to be going in September. You know, right now, if you see a price in the, you know, the $550 to $600 range, I'd book it now. But you can wait all the way up to the end of the summer.
Okay, wonderful.
Definitely sign up for the alerts on our site, because you'll get an alert when that occurs, and you'll know. And you, if as long as you're flexible on the days of travel, you'll definitely save hundreds of dollars.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Pamela, thank you very much for the call. As we talk with Rick Cini of FareCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is "Never pay for airline tickets again." And for those who don't know about the way that you do business, you receive and process fare information in real time. And what does that do for a consumer?
Well, we get the raw airfare information the same as the actual airlines themselves through the clearinghouse for over 500 airlines. And we actually know what's going to happen in the marketplace before it even hits the reservation systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we send out our email alerts. What's so important about that is that there's only a few limited seats on these new cheap prices that they throw out there. So being first to know is strategic in making sure you get those cheap prices. And now with those prices, we can do the equivalent of 180 searches when you press that go button.
Yeah.
And that means we're checking 30 days of the entire month plus six different links of travel. So no more hunting and pecking, trying to find that perfect price. We'll tell you exactly when you can go at that price.
Very good. We had talked earlier about the 10 rules of the road for air travel. It's in the Wall Street Journal this week. And we talked about a few of them, including travel's difficult, it costs too much. You've put that lie to rest. Book smartly, plan for trouble, learn something. And the fifth one is enjoy perks that pay. For instance, access to airport clubs by purchasing day passes.
Yeah, you know, right now the airlines are doing a lot with their frequent flyer and loyalty programs to get you going. I just booked a trip to Europe. It's actually a business trip. I'm going to get 25,000 bonus miles for taking that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in essence, is a free ticket. So instantly I booked that trip and got another free ticket.
Wow.
sometimes they'll offer you day passes. You know, really important nowadays, you know, with your frequent flyer programs, if you become an elite member, typically that means you have to fly 25,000 miles or use their credit card to attain 25,000 miles.
Right.
If you do become an elite traveler, they waive the baggage fees. So if you're traveling in the U.S., that could save you up to, you know, $60 to $70 round trip.
Exactly, on every flight.
So there are a lot of benefits to becoming an elite traveler.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Thomas in Manitowoc. Hi, Thomas.
Hello. I just wanted to ask your expertise. What advice do you have for a traveler who's extremely tall, pretty close to 7 feet, who cannot physically fit into a airline seat and who cannot afford first class?
Do this, and I haven't done this myself. is there's a site out there called SeatGuru.com. And what it does is you can look at the plane type, and it tells you on the particular airline there are specific seats that have a lot more leg room on bulkheads, for example, and it'll tell you exactly what seat to ask for in order to maximize the total amount of room. There are cases, depending on how you want to stretch out, where they have rules in place for travelers of size where you can actually book two seats side by side if it's an issue of just, being large. So the bottom line is that domestic jets really aren't built to accommodate people that are 7 foot tall. But there are certain places on the plane where it'd be a lot more comfortable.
All right, Thomas, good luck to you. Thanks very much. And Marilyn in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I was calling because I have to get some tickets for my children to come visit me for the summer, and I wanted to find out about getting tickets from L.A. to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. From Los Angeles to Milwaukee?
I'm sorry. I don't really have a lot of money, so I wanted to try to find out what's the latest I could get a ticket for them for, like, 25th of August.
The 25th of August from Los Angeles to Milwaukee?
June,
okay. From Los, I just want to make sure you said Los Angeles. It got cut off there.
Right.
It's from Los Angeles to Milwaukee.
A month from now.
Yeah, a month from now. So definitely you need to be shopping right now. There's a couple sales. Midwest had a sale out of Milwaukee recently, out of L.A. I don't know if that sale's over yet. I haven't looked in my sheets today, but there was a site out there. So you should be able to get relatively inexpensive pricing out of L.A. from Milwaukee. Just come to the website and take a look. I'm not on a computer where I can get easily to it, but you should be able to get a decent price there. I mean, in the, $180 to $240 range.
You know what I wanted to ask you is the last time when I had to send them to their dad in L.A., and I had gotten tickets on Orbitz, and one child was 17, the other one's 14. Well, I got them to go on the flight, and then they told me I had to pay $100 because there was no adult with them. Well, they didn't tell me that when I applied.
They're going to sell you the tickets. When they have the section on the place where you put your adults, I think the adults say age 18 and over, and so that is certainly you got caught with something that probably they could have let skip by, but I'm surprised that actually the airline didn't let that skip by.
Yes, oh, they made us pay, and we barely had $100 to get, and we had to pay it, or they wouldn't put them on the flight.
Yeah. Typically, when you buy an adult ticket, you have to be at least 18 years of age.
Good luck to you, Marilyn. And our last caller, I think, is going to be Josh in Hayward. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, good. Kind of segueing off of what you were talking about, that membership and the frequent flyer miles, I want to go on a photographing and an archery hunting trip in Africa next summer. And my question was about the extra baggage, having the archery tackle in your clothing and paying the extra fee. Would I be well off to get in some kind of a club, or how would be the best way to...
Well, typically for international travel, you get at least one check bag free, typically two check bag frees on U.S. Airlines. If it's an oversized bag, there's an oversized charge, and that could be anywhere from, depending on which airline it is, from $50 to $125, depending on, if you're taking a pole vault with you, it could be up to $150 or $200. So it just depends on the airline and which you decide to pick. Typically, those fees, as long as it's not a sort of an odd-sized bag or oversized or weigh more than 50 pounds, you're pretty safe. You shouldn't have to pay anything. But in general, elite programs do waive the fees for domestic bag charges.
Josh, good luck to you. I'm sorry we can't get to all of the calls, but that's all the time that we have. And we certainly want to thank Rick Cini, the CEO of FairCompare.com, for spending time with us today. And again, the Twitter.com and Fly from MKE will give you lots of bargains going lots of places.
Yeah, it's posted 11 times a day. So, you know, that's, we just found, I just noticed the posting for the $137 fare to New York, so that's a great deal.
And Rick's blog is ricksceney.com. It's SEANEY.com. And again, Rick, thanks very much for being with us. We look forward to another visit.
Happy to be here.
Thanks a lot. Coming up tomorrow at 11, Wisconsin's Wetland Gems with Kate Bielfuss of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. And then we'll be talking about the Copper Culture State Park Museum in Oconto.